Welcome to Season 4 of Simply Save, the personal finance podcast by Money Control, brought to you by Kuvera.in, India's first completely free mutual fund investing platform. You are listening to Lisa Pallavi Barbara, and joining me for this episode is one of the most respected fund managers in the asset management industry, Sankaran Naren from ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund. Naren, welcome to this episode of Simply Save. Naren, you have seen 3 decades of equity markets, and I'm sure you remain unfazed by the current period of uncertainty and falling returns.
Yeah, clearly. I think, big bull markets are more irritating than periods when the markets are much more volatile and valuations start becoming more interesting. So from that point of view, the current bout of volatility is very interesting for me as a fund manager of other people's money.
Right. And that's what we are here to talk about, value investing, which is, you know, something that you are an expert at. And in a simple way, if I were to say that value investing focuses on buying assets or stocks cheap and waiting for the market to recognize their value and give the investor or the fund manager high rewards with substantial price rise. Would that be right?
Absolutely. I think Charlie Munger put it, he said all good investing is value investing.
Okay.
Because if you don't buy cheap, then that is not good investing.
Right.
So he said all good investing has to be value investing.
Great. So we are talking about this at a good time then. Let's begin by talking about the efficacy of this strategy in a bear market, which is where, you know, we are probably standing right now. Stock prices have corrected in the large cap significantly, relentlessly if we look at some mid caps and small caps. Would you say it's a time for finding what you can term as absolute value opportunities in the market?
See, we've been looking, you have to remember the context of the world.
Right.
In all other parts of the world, you have zero interest rates. So when you have zero interest rates and you get no return on any debt investment, that has created its own share of distortions in equity markets. So when you look at this absolute investing paradigm, what happens is India is one of the few countries where you get good interest rates. So the absolute investing paradigm is slightly more difficult in India because you get 7-9% in debt. Whereas in other parts of the world you get either zero or negative. So what happens, value investing for is slightly more difficult in India,
right?
Because without taking what we call as equity risk, you can get
you
good
can
returns
still get
in
a good
debt.
Return.
So that is the thing. So I would say that, you know, for good absolute return kind of mindset to come, you have to have very irritated investors in certain stocks. Today I'm finding after a long time there are a number of stocks where dividend yields are 5-7%, and when I see dividend yields of 5-7% at this point of time and in companies which are not bankrupt so they can give sustainable dividend, I think finally it is time for value investing.
That's also happening now because the prices have fallen, and yet, like you were saying, these companies have enough cash to sustain their business. So, hence we're seeing this kind of...
Absolutely. That is the reason.
So, however, one of the worrying aspects of the markets today is not just like that the stock prices are falling. Like, for you, that's not a worry at all. That's an opportunity. But earnings visibility from whatever we read seems to be weak. And unwittingly at these times, is it possible to, you know, for an investor to fall into that value trap, so to speak, that we keep hearing about? How do you avoid these traps?
So, you know, I actually do it. I run a big equity investment team and I talk to many of the younger people in the team. So they are the conscience keepers of value trap because they look at things with a different lens. So they'll come and ask me, how can you buy this stock? The stock hasn't gone anywhere. So the debates with some of the younger people, you know, value investing doesn't come naturally to people right at the beginning. You have to go through a long cycle and then learn that value investing makes money. So I find that a number of my colleagues asking me difficult questions on my stocks helps me to prevent what you call as value traps. And that's what I found useful. And once you move to a situation where you have a sustainable dividend yield of 5, 6, 7%, at least your risk become lower, because that means that just by sitting in the stock, you're going to get 5, 6, 7%. But that was not the situation 2 years back or 3 years back. But right now it's become.
So you can make your money from that side of it as well, from the dividend earnings.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But does it worry you, the lack of earnings visibility?
It certainly worries me, because, you know, for the last 1 year, I used to tell people that earnings is coming. And I knew that it would come in corporate banks, that is banks which lend to the corporate area.
Right.
But I didn't expect during that period, when finally earnings came in the corporate banks, the earnings in the consumer industries and consumption industries started coming down. So it is, I would say, very irritating, because, but again, the value hat helps me, because I am a believer that if everything is good, then it's the top of the market.
Yeah.
The good thing right now is that I'm still waiting for that elusive earnings revival. Until that elusive earnings revival come and markets become overvalued, actually as a value investor, I'm fine. Because I don't want all the news to be positive. Because if all the news is positive, it means we are at the top of the market.
And that doesn't do you any good.
That doesn't do me any good, because it's very difficult at the top of the market to tell people you have to take out money from equity and put it in debt. We have been waiting for earnings. It's already 5 years.
Yes.
So I'm waiting now. I still think that one day earnings will come. Maybe now that's 2 years away, even though corporate banks have delivered earnings.
So unwittingly, you have pointed out one of the characteristics of successful value investors or fund managers, which is patience. You know, you're waiting and patiently, and in the meantime, taking benefiting from the opportunities that come about. But value investing can't be done in a hurry, obviously.
I think patience is certainly one very important variable. The second is not to be frightened of negative things.
Okay.
In my investing career, there were two times when the world was despondent. One was after the World Trade Center bombing in 2001.
Yeah.
And second was after the failure of Lehman in 2008.
Right.
But those were the only two periods where you could have invested anywhere in the world and made huge equity money.
Yeah.
So I think what value investing teaches you is that we always look for opportunities in negative periods of time.
Yeah.
Like if I see negative press, it actually brings me to a more positive view on equities, because I'm trained to think that negative news is positive for new investors.
Interesting. And that brings me to my next question of, you know, value investors potentially losing money when a bull market turns into a kind of a bubble, which happens from time to time. And you've been quoted as saying that suffering is part of value investing. Does it refer to this bubble period? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
See, what my experiences with the bubble period is, you earn too little compared to your neighbors,
right,
who practice growth investing.
Right.
So the suffering at that point of time turns out to be relative.
Okay.
Because what happens is, you have made very little money, mm-hmm, and all the people around you have made a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it is that envy which causes the suffering in a bubble.
Right.
But there have been periods of time, particularly for investors in Japan, for example, where the suffering has been just going on, not because their neighbors have made money, because the equity market itself hasn't delivered. That luckily hasn't happened in India. But I have seen a phase between 98 and 2002 when people said small cap equities will never deliver returns. But I had the patience at that point of time. But I would say, I don't, in bubbles, the problem is envy. The problem is never not making money. Even in 2007.
It's because you're comparing with the high growth.
You're comparing yourself. So I would say that there are two types of suffering.
Right.
One suffering is on a relative basis, other people making money.
Yeah.
Second type of suffering is that you don't make money. But somehow what happens with a value investing mindset, what happens is you tend to be cautious at the top.
Yeah.
So in the fall from the top, you always tend to lose lesser monies than what you would lose if you had bought a bubble sector.
Yeah. Okay, so one final thing, Naren. Do these parameters of value investing that you use to kind of do stock selection, do they work across different types of businesses, or you know, the size of the company, or for that matter what we were talking earlier about different asset classes, because people rarely have just one asset as equity. So how does value investing apply on different types of businesses, different sizes of companies, assets, and what would you avoid if you know something that doesn't fall under this whole strategy of value
investing? I've been most surprised by this. I found that value investing works much better in asset class selection.
Okay.
In 2013, it was very obvious small and mid caps were cheap.
Yeah.
So you invested in small and mid caps. In 2017-18, it was very obvious that small and mid caps were costly.
Yeah.
You took out money from small and mid caps. In 2013, you knew that real estate was costly.
Right.
You took out money from real estate. In 2018, you knew that gold had done badly for 6 years.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a good investing time for gold. What has surprised me when I'm doing this job as a CIO of ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund, that in asset classes, value investing has worked much, much better than even stocks. Because in stocks, patience has been required.
Right.
In asset classes, I've seen that in 1 or 2 years,
the cycle seems to change. Yeah.
And frankly, you don't need to worry about asset classes as much as you need to worry about value traps in stocks.
Right.
So what I've been surprised about is asset allocation has been much better equipped with a value investing mindset than even stock selection.
So you can use the same strategy with a broader framework.
Yes, certainly.
Across asset classes.
So you ask yourself, which are the asset classes which are overvalued at this point of time? Take out money from them.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, which are the most hated asset classes at this point of time? Let's say it's people investing in debt mutual funds.
Yeah.
Today, people are not investing. So it's very clear that you have to invest in debt mutual funds. So it's that kind of a framework which I found very interesting and works.
Great. So that's really great, Naren. So it's the current downturn offers opportunities not just in stocks, but there are asset classes too which benefit from a value investing strategy. And if you have the clarity of thought that Naren does, then it's very simple
It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, you have the ability to view negative news as an opportunity.
Yeah.
And positive news as an opportunity to book profits. That's all is required. As long as you come with that kind of a mindset, value investing is very easy.
Great. Thank you so much, Naren, for taking the time out and talking to our listeners about your conviction in this strategy. Thank you, listeners, for staying tuned into this episode of Simply Save podcast. Remember, mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme documents carefully before investing. Do your homework. And if you have any queries, you can write into mcpodcast@nw18.com. That's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you, Naren.
Thank you.